ஸ்ரீ ரமண பாதமாலை. பேக் இன் 1902, சிவபிரகாசின் பிள்ளை குவரீட் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் as to the nature of I, and in response received the enlightening exposition enshrined in Sri Bhagavan's Who Am I? This great devotee has also placed us under a debt of gratitude for this following poem, which answers a wide range of spiritual questions and contains Sri Bhagavan's direct and simple instructions. The original is in Tamil. Refrain to follow each verse. Blessed be the feet of Lord Ramana. Blessed be, and forever, blessed be. 1. Blessed be the feet of the Master, the embodiment of grace. Blessed be the knower of the Veda, whose feet remove ignorance and confer knowledge. 2. Blessed be the feet of God, who attracts the mind of those who see Him. Blessed be His feet, the one of clear knowledge, who has neither likes nor dislikes. 3. Blessed be the feet of Him who is all light. Blessed be the feet of Him, the true devotee, who had the grace of the Lord. 4. Blessed be the feet of Him, the embodiment of truth, who realized the truth and rejected all else. Blessed be the feet of Him who shows the path of emancipation as it really is. 5. Blessed be the feet of Him who truly knows but does not show Himself off as a knower. Blessed be the feet of Him who teaches the way of highest devotion. 6. Blessed be the feet of Him who removes the fears of those who take refuge in Him. Blessed be the feet of Him who regards even poison as nectar. 7. Blessed be the feet of Him, the Supreme. Blessed be the feet of Him who lets no danger come to His devotee. 8. Blessed be the feet of Him who returns good for evil. Blessed be the feet of the Creator who melts even stony hearts. 9. Blessed be the feet of Him who does not expect any reward. Blessed be the feet of Him, the Lord, whose speech is like nectar. 10. Blessed be the feet of Him who teaches, seek who am I, and leave the rest. Blessed be the feet of Him, the peaceful one, who says that sorrow will go if one becomes oneself. 11. Blessed be the feet of the one who gives the knowledge that I am not the body which is so dear. Blessed be the feet of Him who says, throw the burden on the Lord. 12. Blessed be the feet of the one who says that the divine will bear any burdens. Blessed be the feet of Him who says, stick to the path which is shown. 13. Blessed be the feet of the one who says that all is the work of the Lord. Blessed be the feet of the one who says that the ego and nothing else is the whole trouble. 14. Blessed be the feet of the one who teaches that which rises as the eye is the mind. Blessed be the feet of the one who teaches that the mind is dissolved in the vision of jnana. 15. Blessed be the feet of the one who instructs, do not think anything and be still. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, keep your mind fixed in the self. 16. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, do not slacken in self-inquiry, but continue it till you achieve abidance in the self. 17. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, all evil that hovers around identification with the body will vanish with self-inquiry. 18. Blessed be the feet of the one who says that bliss will surge up and up as one dives deeper and deeper into the I. 19. Blessed be the feet of the Lord who instructs, offer the wandering mind to the Lord. It is the highest devotion. 20. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, do not dissociate yourself from the Lord who is within, but appears separate and without. 21. Blessed be the feet of the one who instructs, if the mind goes after sense objects, stop it. This is offering the soul to the Lord. 22. Blessed be the feet of the one who teaches, quell all thoughts which rise, that is Vairagya. 23. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, many are the ways to control the mind, the best among them is self-inquiry. 24. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, if controlled by other methods, it, the mind, will rise again. This is due to the force of vasanas. 25. Blessed be the feet of the one who explains, by mantra japa, the mind will be quiescent. Japa is a means of inquiry. 26. Blessed be the feet of the murti, one with form, who says, contemplation on form will make the mind one-pointed. Considered well, it is also a way. 27. Blessed be the feet of the one who teaches, if prana, breath, is controlled, mind is temporarily controlled. Pranayama, breath control, is also a means. 28. Blessed be the feet of the one whose teaching is the best in the code for sadhakas, is moderate eating. Also, one word spoken leads to 100. 29. Blessed be the feet of the one who teaches control of mind is the gist of any book teaching. What book do you need to see yourself? 30. Blessed be the feet of the one who says desire is the play of material atoms. Desirelessness is jnana. 31. Blessed be the feet of the one who enjoins, get rid of the discrimination between the sexes. Marriage is a way of achieving it. 32. Blessed be the feet of the noble one who explains that giving to others is giving to oneself, if there is knowledge as to who one is. 33. Blessed be the feet of the one who stays humble and says, to humble oneself more and more is good. Avoid contempt towards those who are low. 34. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, if one wants to rule over others, others will do the same. If one stays humble, others will also do likewise. 35. Blessed be the feet of the one who instructs, don't go back on your word, do not interfere in others' affairs. 36. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, it is best to let one raise himself by himself. Grace helps where there is effort. 37. Blessed be the feet of the yogi who says it is dangerous to discard traditional rules of conduct. Try to think and understand their significance. 38. Blessed be the feet of the one who teaches regard everything as the will of the Lord. Considered well, the world is only a dream. 39. Blessed be the feet of the one who says it is proper for the wife to act in compliance with the husband. She will derive the same peace as the husband acquires. 40. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, fix the mind in the self, that is, respecting the Guru's word. 41. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, nothing else is expected of you. Be rid of the feeling of difference between the jiva and the self. 42. Blessed be the feet of the one who says, formal respect is only for the outside world. Where is this consideration when there is unity between man and wife? Symbolically, the relationship between the master and the disciple, though bound by the rule of respect in one sense, is really one of unity. 43. Blessed be the feet of the one who sees merits even in faults. Blessed be the feet of the jnani who has saved me, possessed of little tapas. 44. Blessed be the feet of the one who, like the sun, makes the hearts of the devotees blossom. Blessed be the feet of the one who lives in Arunachala. 45. Blessed be the feet of the one who was born in holy Tiruchuri. Blessed be the feet of the one who was born through grace as son to Sundaramayyar. Blessed be the feet of Lord Ramana. Blessed be, and forever blessed be. Sourced from the Mountain Path, January 1972.